piensas regresar. A esta casa donde albergan tus fantasmas, avinagran tus heridas. Pensando en dejar de fumar, 10 años buscando un oficio que no involucre cantar, 10 años ya no estoy aquí, y en 10 años seré feliz, en 10 horas se pasa la vida sacando la lengua como quien pide un poquito de amor. Salgo a pasear con el diablo entre los labios. Pronto sale el sol, mis amigos ya se van a descansar.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything,
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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, Whirly Pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2
Check ignition,
1
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
Lift off.
is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. Sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
They bitch get a whole lot of loving. Straight up.
Finally, I can move how I want it. I need pick the time and I'm zoning. You got me, I got you, and it's all that I need when I wake in the morning. Full of love.
Fucked up. God damn it, I'm fucked up. about to go down. Order another round. Don't get nervous now. 10 no ones around. Shining up that way. Bad bitch on my hip. Time ain't going nowhere. Long as you right here. Pour my lean and juice. Braid my hair like Snoop. Gliding in my coupe. Ain't no bitch like you. Riders with me too. Die and live by you. Die and live by you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Finally, I can move how I want it. I need pick the top and I'm zoning. You got me, I got you, and it's all that I need when I wake in the morning. For all of love. For all of love.
Damn it, I'm fucked up. Take it home, do at least 100, baby. Driving in your new Mercedes that your daddy loaned us. Now it's time to take it home, do at least 100, baby. Driving in your new Mercedes that your daddy loaned us.
Blow up, 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 bl smell some good. They light it up and hand me in. I'm a much of trouble love. Extend to the Buddha. Tired as fuck and overwork. Ease my mind, I would hurt. Pull up in some nigga skirt. Fish turning like it's dirt. Feel like Ray J for a perp. Come and let me hit it first. I'ma pass it if it's some gas. I'ma pull up my forget to ask. Smoking ivory, pass it plenty tags. Smoke the wood up so we can last.
My night job, my niggas ride in my city, understand us. See 100 bandits, each put 100 bands up. They can't call us bandits no more. Same hood, same corner store, but them same old hoes ain't wearing panties no more. I'm on my night job, slim waist with them fat thighs. Never been baptized, but she soaked me all in the holy water. I'm one of five, she the only daughter. She ain't used to sharing, I ain't used to caring. Let's play truth or dare. This lady, my lifestyle's like dynamite. I'ma go lights out, black dynamite. Smoke one that I might. I'm on my night job. Always knew how to play these cards of mine. Fuck rap, we seen harder times. Jump back like Vinny Carter Prime. I'm on mine. I'm on my night job, y'all niggas jiving, I'm back up in position. Earn hard, I'ma catch some niggas slipping. Burn hard on the track and get the whipping. I'm on my night job. Why it's always black to get the tension? For my nigga with the pass to get the flipping. Boy, that trap is an accurate description. I'm on my night job. Finally got bossy off the corner. Oh, 10 niggas thought he was a goner. He duck shots, now his boss, we got a phoner. I'm on my night job. Flew the posse out to Roman. Won't tell you about no Basquiats, don't want them. Nigga, word to Selassie, I'm zoning. I'm on my night job. Got old niggas trying to bite cause they can't capture the feeling from the days where the game passed them. Niggas out here looking like a bunch of Dame Dashes. Nicorette, that's patchwork. That ain't better than your last work. Cigarette, let the ash burn on them. Instead of worrying about the last word, I'ma hit the gas swerve on them. Too high to riot, that's my best excuse for being lazy. Being an artist, that's the best excuse for being crazy. I've been so infatuated, went to Clark and graduated. Now she on my FaceTime and my nigga, she just masturbated. Fuck an album release party, I'm out in the street, shorty. How many rappers I kill, counted at least 40. Now I ain't got but shorty down on the knees for me. I'm horny like that Coltrane album. A Love Supreme, that's Cold Fave album. Lately I've been dancing like a Soul Train album. Lately silly making songs talk about how they hate me. They been loving me this whole time. My only adversary was my own mind. Killed my ego, now I'm snapping like it's 09. With a gold mine, an inspiration for y'all. Fuck your cosign, that nigga can't fuck with cold neither. Don't ask for a feature, we bring a whole leader. Ether to each, yeah, we got heat for niggas. Keep reaching, if these bullets was heat seeking, they wouldn't even reach you niggas. I'm on my.
We're on our night job. It's Sarah and Christina on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And we're so excited to be speaking with you guys tonight. We've got a great show lined up. You've heard some brand new DJ Mustard and Travis Scott with Whole Lotta Lovin', as well as Boz, who's the latest Dreamville export with J. Cole.
And before that, you heard David Bowie, Fashion, and Space Oddity.
Yes, so David Bowie is definitely the big story of tonight.
R.I.P.
Yes, so he passed away earlier this week.
So young, 69.
Due to cancer. And it was definitely unexpected. Like, the public wasn't even aware that he was battling cancer at all.
Do you know how long that was for?
I think 18 months, people were saying. And so we played some songs at the top. We played Fashion as well as Space Oddity. And it's really sad. He was truly an icon in every sense of the word. He was pushing boundaries and having discussions that, you know, we're now are having and are now really popular to have, but back then it was really tough.
And he's influenced so many different artists, and so many different artists have been paying their respects and tweeting, and Snapchat even had a whole story dedicated to David Bowie saying, and it was called Celebrating David Bowie. And it's sort of the first time I think we've seen Snapchat give sort of like almost a memorial or a celebration, yes, of a passing.
I feel like
of an
Snapchat
artist
is always kind of like a recap to me, or, you know, they'll do the Met Museum or a cruise show. It's a way to get kind of in on what's been going on, or it's a shot of a city. But this was the first time I was like, wow, this is like a memorial, and there was San Francisco, London, his hometown of Brixton.
And lots of different celebrities, their quotes were part of filters, so it was, you know, an image or a video, and it would have in quotes, you know, the artist's words about David Bowie. So it's a really nice way to celebrate him, because it can be really sad and depressing. Like, I've been on Facebook lately, and every single post is about it. And as soon as, I mean, so I get all the text notifications or, you know, whatever notifications on my phone from the New York Times, and so I got the notification saying, you know, David Bowie, 69, just passed. And I was on Facebook at the time, and when I refreshed my newsfeed, the first thing I saw was Larry Lux saying, okay, well, you know, we're ready for all your David Bowie statuses about how inspirational he was. And then, yeah, sure enough, over the last couple of days, that is what's been dominating my newsfeed, and everyone's been talking about, you know, the inspiration that he was. But it's overwhelming almost. I mean, I love that Snapchat sort of took the route of celebrating his life, because it was a lot more uplifting than some of the stuff that we've been seeing.
Yeah, somebody on my Facebook, a woman, posted that seeing the continual posts about David Bowie made her feel very unwell. It made her feel very emotional. And she was like, okay, I think I need to log off Facebook for a little bit. Like, it's getting to be too much for me. And so if you've ever felt that way, because I've noticed that when something happens, whether it be terrorist attacks, a public figure passing, a world event, it feels like everybody is their own PR. And so it's like, oh, I need to, like, put out a statement. I need to put out a status or something that tells everybody I'm plugged in and terrorism is wrong. Pray for Paris. Like, R.I.P. David Bowie, you know? And it's just, I don't even know how much of it is sincere or, like, how many people listen to David Bowie or, you know?
Well, even still, the second I got the text notification, I guess just because of the conditioning of social media, I refreshed the newsfeed, and I was going to send out a little Facebook message from the Screen Girls Facebook, and that's when I saw Larry Lux's Facebook status saying, okay, you know, we're prepared for the onslaught of messages that are coming. And so I kind of hesitated, and I didn't put anything out. And even, you know, it's been a couple days now, But it wasn't until just now listening to Space Oddity, I just turned to you and said, like, wow, that's actually really sad. Because mm-hmm. I think it's only just hit me, honestly, today, even though it's been a couple of days now since we've heard the news. But, I mean, right off the bat, Fashion is one of my favorite songs. It's super upbeat, super uplifting. But hearing Space Oddity, I can't really remember the last time I heard it because, you know, my favorite song is Just Dance and Fashion. And mm-hmm. Listening to Space Oddity, I think it just hit me a little bit. So, yeah, I think, you know, with social media, we're just so conditioned to automatically respond to what's going on, whether or not we've processed it.
It's, with David Bowie, it feels kind of like the loss of an era, in a sense, where, you know, he was such a big inspiration for people. He had his own look, he had his own identity, and he really brought gender bending and, you know, gender neutrality as we know it today. It created dialogues about that in the 70s and the 80s, and he was an artist that inspired fashion intensely. Like, I would compare it to the way that Rihanna inspires fashion.
Or Alexander McQueen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jean-Paul Gaultier, actually, we have a few quotes here. Jean-Paul Gaultier said of David Bowie, he was relevant across periods, influenced them, even created them, musically, intellectually, and humanly. Personally, I was influenced by his creativity, his extravagance, his sense of fashion, allure, elegance, and play on gender.
And, you know, other fashion designers, Paul Smith, who was a close collaborator, as well as David Neville and Marcus Rainwright of Regenbone, who we met last year, they, and as well as Burberry's creative director, Christopher Bailey, said that Bowie influenced their collections.
Walter Van Buren Donk's summer 2016 Electric Eye themed collection was actually inspired by David Bowie's song Moonish Daydream, and that collection featured all the 70s wide leg pants and then big hats.
We looked at that collection on style.com, or Vogue, I guess it is now.
Yes, it switched over to Vogue.
It makes me so sad. I really like style.com.
That's another RIP.
RIP.
So moving into...
Oh, but just quickly, Bowie. So he released an album last week, and it's called Black Star. And I took a peek on iTunes, and he has the number 1, 7, 11, and I think like 27th album on the iTunes charts right now. So everybody is definitely, if they hadn't heard of him before, so maybe his passing, he's now influenced a new generation and put a new generation onto his music.
I love that he can still influence. Even as far as fall 2013, he appeared in a Louis Vuitton campaign. And Kelly Keller said he was the inspiration for her androgynous pre-fall 15 collection. But I really love that's from Snapchat to, you know, Twitter and then sort of next generations. It seems to be more of a celebration. And when you lose someone as young as 69,
yeah.
That's very young.
Mm-hmm.
And so as tragic as it is, I love that it's been more of a celebration because he... Although it was just 69 years, he left a huge impact, and I'm sure we'll continue to see his influence for years to come.
Mm-hmm. And you know something I'm confident David Bowie would be into?
What's that?
Dressed up dicks.
Shut up.
I really feel like he'd be down. He followed that God account just before he died.
Which account's that?
On Twitter. It's a Twitter account called God. And he kind of just...
Tweets from God?
Yeah, tweets from God. Yeah, that's it.
I know the one.
So he followed that. So I think he'd be down for this. It's a Canadian photographer. Her name is Soraya Dulbaz.
Dulbaz is actually her pseudonym. Dulbaz means, I think, play with the dick in Farsi. So she's of Iranian descent.
I love that that's one word. How does every guy not know that word? Like... Yeah.
So she created Dicture Gallery, and it's a website which houses her penis-specific photography. So essentially she is photographing different dicks dressed up in different costumes. She's dressed up dicks like Kanye West, Donald Trump, Nicki Minaj. Who else is she dressed up as? Hitler? Doesn't she have a Hitler dick dressed up? Stalin. I think she has dictatorships. Is it? She's portrayed the dictators of time. And so this this exhibit that she's got going on was inspired by all the unsolicited dick pics that her and her girlfriends had been receiving over the years. So getting these photos, it got her thinking about just, I guess, the amount of dick that had been going around, and her friends had been comparing their photos. So she thought, like, you know, it's kind of, I mean, a lot of them are unsolicited, and it's kind of taboo, because in the movies you see the female body portrayed a lot, but, you know, dicks are somewhat taboo still, even though, as she puts it, quote unquote, gay men and women, gay men 100% and most women love the cock. So let's decorate it and dress it up. So, I mean, it sounds absolutely ridiculous. It's super, I think it's a very strong example of lowbrow art culture. It's gimmicky, it's kitschy. I don't know if she'll be relevant in a couple years, but she's been doing this since 2014. She kind of went viral in September 2015. That was when she got a two-week residency at an art gallery in New York, where her exhibit was portrayed. She's described it as dicks dressed up like high fashion. So she tries to portray it like a high fashion photo shoot. So she'll have
Donghae West, aka Cockeezy.
Yeah, she has.
So he's wearing
very clever names.
A leather jacket and the cutout glasses that he wore in the Stronger video.
And so she'll get a male to come in with his girlfriend. She kind of calls the girlfriend the fluffer, if you will, because she does not take part in touching it. She is just the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so she's been doing this for a couple years, and yeah, she's got all these cute little references, like.
So she's got the Donald Trump one, and it's wearing a full suit and tie.
It's got the comb over.
And a comb over.
You know, what I like about it is, like, it's not super vulgar. It's, you don't see that much genitalia.
No.
And so, the photos, I mean, they're cute. They're not offensive. They're well done. I'll say I want to know more about the stitching of these little clothes that she puts on them, because she's got a little Donald Trump hairpiece. And so you
hilarious.
See, like, less than, like, a quarter of an inch of any flesh of genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly wearing a jacket and a Donald Trump comb-over, and it's, you know, against the American flag. So we'll tweet out some pictures and let us know what you think of this kitschy, lowbrow, gimmicky art, quote-unquote, art.
So we're going to tweet out some links, but right now let's get into some Adventure Club. Here they are with Delaney Jane, Limitless.
My innocence, how it always seems to get lost. In violence, we always seem to get caught. It's no coincidence that we're running from the past. Forgiveness wasn't something that we had. Limitless. We're living limitless. I refuse to just exist. I'd rather shoot and miss. So I'ma raise my fist and live it limitless. Limitless.
Limitless.
Exist. I'd rather shoot and miss, so I'ma raise my fist and live it limitless, limitless, limitless. I refuse to just exist. I'd rather shoot and miss, so I'ma my face.
Although the system not so immaculate, them chop we in the net, we in the quail, so we have a step. Grand theft, come on, pyramid and say true politics. Jamaica, I mash up true politics. The people, them must suffer true politics. And nothing not change true politics. Listen me now, we need some new policies. To be poor, it is a crime. But the leaders of the country love the poor, they feel it's fine. When you free the time, polluting minds upon the streets. And down a river, and them put the fire upon the heap. People find it hard for read, and now the school them get suspended. But when we blame the leaders, them a go on like them offended. But me no business king, all these corporations with them business thing. I suck the people dry, what I'm witnessing. True politics, Jamaica, I mash up true politics. The people, them must suffer true politics. And nothing not change true politics. Lord have mercy. Okay. Send a one year to the government. Tell them, say they get a youth ready for have some fun again. Some of them too corrupt, so we a tell them come again. No make we have to drop in the biggie drum of them. I make we chant down wrong. Lord, no make we chant down wrong. Wait, no. Yeah, come on, a pyramid again, I put a fire upon politics. Jamaica, I mash up true politics. The people, they must suffer true politics. And nothing not change true politics. Lord have mercy, true politics. People fighting over turf. One solitary vote is what your life is really worth. The system not designed for people rise up on the dirt. We severely underpaid and yet we highly overworked. True politics. Small business have to pack up. Cause when you clear your goods, watch out the taxes, them a add up. So when you check the price, them have to pay for make a profit. Nobody can afford it, so them end up have to drop it. True politics. The school system set away. Teacher not get no pay. Many youth not get no grade. The school them look the same as back in 1945. And the ghetto and uptown divided by them party lines. True politics. Jamaica, I'm a shot. True politics. The people them must suffer true politics. And nothing not change true politics. Lord have mercy, me tell you true politics. Jamaica, I mash up true politics. People them must suffer true politics. And nothing not change true politics. Accurate, immaculate.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Screen Girls on air on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver.
From unceded Musqueam territory, we are excited for the next conversation.
because you guys should all know now that we love our social media apps.
Love it.
So if you're not already following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, we
Fine.
Are.
Tumblr.
Just our handle for all those platforms is The Screen Girls, and we have been Snapchatting the show today. So go follow us. But today we were reading about a new social media app that the Chicago Tribune reckons you should know about. So they put an article out today, and it is called, Is the Peach App Sweet or the Pits? Here's what you should know.
See what you did there.
You like that? Mm-hmm. I liked that. I did. I was like, that is clever. I have to applaud that. There's a lot of alliteration and... Anyways, moving on. So Peach is the latest social media app. It's for iPhones only, and it's created by the same guy who created Vine, Dom Hoffman. And so it's sort of a hybrid of a lot of the social media apps that are already popular. So just like Facebook, you have to friend each other in order to connect. And your posts are not shared publicly. You guys will need to be friends or friends of friends to see posts. So it's got some similarities to Facebook. The main difference, though, between Peach and Facebook is that Peach has completely done away with news feeds. Because news feeds, whether it be Instagram or Facebook, have become incredibly distracting over the last little while. And I think that's what's so refreshing about Snapchat. There's not necessarily a news feed. Mm-hmm. It's structured a little differently. So going back to Peach, anyways... The posts are very short. There's no limit, but right now what we're seeing, a lot of the people who have jumped onto this Peach app are keeping it short. They're saying it's a lot of just the sort of crowd that, you know, they're calling the early adopters of apps. That's the sort of crowd that we're seeing on Peach right now. But surprisingly, brands have already jumped on, and it's just... It goes back to that point. I mean, I feel like brands are really destroying social media. It's been months of seeing, if not years of seeing, you know, fit teas and detoxes on Instagram. You're always telling me about
fucking
this.
Fucking teeth cleaners that are really actually bad for you. Teeth whiteners.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Some dentists have come out saying it's way better to not skimp on that and, like, just go in.
Just go into the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Skip the at-home kits.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's, Instagram has just become this disgusting, oversaturated place of, you know, makeup tutorials that are, you know, low-key promoting a brand or, fit tees or hoverboards or whatever have you, teeth whitening kits. And, you know, if that's not obvious enough, now on Instagram there is actually the sponsored content. And so it shows really how Instagram has become completely dominated by brands, companies, and marketing. And that's, I think, when that happened to Facebook, that's when Facebook lost its edge and cool. And that's when we all jumped on to Instagram. And now Instagram has followed the same path as Facebook and put, you know, blatant obvious brand content posts on. And now I feel like we're all jumping on to Snapchat. But it seems like Snapchat's not safe either. So that's where Peach is looking a little appealing, but not even for that long because the brands have already jumped on.
What I think would be ideal and what Instagram and Twitter and that lot are lacking is if we could have an app where you can see your followers and you can see your likes, but nobody else could. Because then I feel like...
It would keep the brands off.
It would keep the brands off, and it would also help a lot of people's mental health. Because I feel like everybody, no matter if, you know, your gap is maybe you have 500 followers and you're following 200, or maybe you have 1.4 million followers, like, it fucks you up mentally. Asena O'Neill came out and said that, like, you know, it's kind of a thing you know, so...
Every celebrity that reaches a new milestone with celebrities feels the need to give a thank you and a shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
So even that right there should show how much value is being placed on a really superficial, pathetic
Or having
number.
Instagram parties for reaching a certain... And then, you know, fashion bloggers are saying, like, you know, once you reach a million followers, your rate goes up exponentially. So maybe this would even the playing field, like...
Well, all of that, I just feel like, has made it social media lose its cool. And so I get why, you know, Beyonce and Rihanna and everyone that's relevant is ghosting from social media because it's kind of lost its cool right now. It's become so saturated with blatant advertising, and I feel like I'm constantly being told to buy into a certain product. So yeah, I think Peach has some redeeming qualities, but seeing that it's already being saturated with branding, I'm not too sure. But if Periscope and Twitter have come together. So also, I mean, I'm just kind of surprised that the Chicago Tribune jumped on so fast, just because I remember when we spoke to Simone Oliver, the fashion editor of the New York Times, she was saying with the fashion department, they're very cautious of what new social media platforms they jump on. They need to figure out, you know, is this right for us? Does this fit our branding? Is it in line with who we are? And so I think it's really important that, you know, companies do that and take a look at, is this right for us? But Periscope seems like one of the few apps that hasn't been totally hit and saturated with social media branding and company, you know, marketing. And I think we have a list of some of the top 10 Periscope accounts you should be following.
Yeah, there's people like Carrie Underwood and Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Tori Spelling. And what's interesting is they've now partnered with Twitter, and Twitter is going to be reportedly announcing an expansion on the 140 characters. And so they might even be doing up to 10,000 characters. So we'll have to see if that goes, and I'm sure that's going to be a big change for Twitter. They've already changed in several ways. We just want to get to some events quickly.
This Sunday, we have an event that we'll be attending.
We're so excited. The Society for the Museum of Original Costume is presenting Tales and Treasures from the SMOC collection at Highcroft Manor in Vancouver. Doors are opening at 1 p.m., and the show is from 2 to 4. And the event will be hosted by Ivan Sayers, who is an amazing fashion historian. He's been collecting items since he was 13 years old, and he's just amassed this massive collection of clothes from the 1800s to just from a few decades ago. So he's going to be showing off some of the Society for the Museum of Original Costumes, their recent acquisitions. And we first came to hear about Ivan when we attended the Lace Embrace Corset Show, and that was put on by Melanie Talkington, and we covered that. That was actually the first thing that we covered on our website in July of 2013. So hopefully we see her there, but it's going to be really fun. We'd really encourage you to come. And they're raising money for a museum to be built to house his amazing collection. I mean, he was given a dress for his archive that even Saint Laurent himself couldn't get. Like, he's got so many great stories, so we're so excited. So if you're in Vancouver, definitely check it out. Come say hi to us. Tickets are $22 and $10 for students. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM with Screen Girls. I'm Christina.
I'm Sarah, and we're going to leave you now with some Grimes from Art Angels. Here she is with Flesh and Blood. See you next week.
Adios, amigos.
Adios. Have a good time. Make sure you meditate and take care of yourself this week. You claw, you fight.
like a stranger.
Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips.